This is Earth and Sky. We visited the Lawrence Hall of Science in Berkeley, California, where Robbie Smidebush stopped by to ask this question.
Hi, my name is Robbie. I'm from Concord. My question is, if you break a magnet in half, will each piece still have a north and a south pole?
Robbie, magnets do have north and south poles. For example, Earth's magnetic poles currently lie close to the north and south geographic poles around which the planet turns.
Within a magnet, individual atoms carry their own north and south poles, created by the constant motion of electrons within the atoms. Magnets are created when the north poles of atoms align to face the same direction. This can happen either naturally or by exposing a magnetic material to another magnet.
A magnetic field is always strongest at its poles. In the middle of the magnet, the two competing polarities cancel each other out, producing a weak attraction. When you break a magnet in half, the competing force is eliminated, and a new pole is the result.
So, Robbie, yes, if you break a magnet, each piece will still have two poles. In fact, you could keep breaking your magnet in half all the way down to the scale of atoms, and even then, the last remaining atom would have a north and south pole. Thanks for your question, Robbie, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.